USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is pushing back against a report that claims he paid only $750 in federal income taxes in 2016 and 2017, the president calling it totally fake news. White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany adding,
"We've seen this play out before where there was a hit piece about the president's taxes just before a debate, an accurate one at that. This is the same playbook they tried in 2016, the same playbook that the American people rejected, and we'll do so again."
President Trump also calling for the U.S. attorney in Minnesota to investigate a report claiming Congresswoman Ilhan Omar's supporters were illegally ballot harvesting in the state. Ballot harvesting is when a third party collects ballots from voters and brings them to polling stations. This is USA Radio News.
October 8th is World Sight Day, the day to raise awareness that hundreds of millions of kids around the world need glasses, but don't have access to get them. This World Sight Day, leading global vision nonprofit OneSight is launching a free digital children's book called Through the Looking Glasses, Stories About Seeing Clearly. The book features 30 children's stories and illustrations about seeing clearly by authors and artists from 17 different countries. To celebrate the launch, OneSight is hosting an online bedtime stories event where numerous celebrities, athletes, and authors will read bedtime stories to children globally on World Sight Day this October 8th at 7 p.m. Together, we can make an impact with vision care around the world. To learn more about World Sight Day, participate in bedtime stories, and download the free new book, please go to onesight.org/WorldSightsDay. That's onesight.org/WorldSightsDay.
Some people are taking supplements and hoping to boost their immune system so they don't catch the coronavirus. But Dr. Anthony Fauci, member of the Coronavirus Task Force team, says it's a waste of money.
There aren't very many things that you can take in supplements that can boost your immunity. With all due respect to the thousands of bottles, this herb and that herb and the other thing, the best way to maintain your immunity is healthy living.
Fauci is, though, a fan of vitamin D supplements, as many people are stuck inside. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is expressing hope that a new deal could be made between Democrats and the White House regarding a coronavirus relief bill to curb losses suffered during the coronavirus pandemic. Pressure has been mounting on Pelosi after Democrats in the White House failed to reach an agreement in early August over how much to spend and what aspects of the economy needed assistance. Both sides do seem to be in agreement on another round of stimulus checks. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Three Democrats voted to confirm Amy Coney Barrett to the federal appeals court in 2017, but none say they'll vote to confirm her to the Supreme Court following her nomination on Saturday. Senators Joe Donnelly from Indiana, Joe Manchin from West Virginia, and Tim Kaine from Virginia joined with Republicans to make Barrett's confirmation vote 55 to 43. When it comes to Coney Barrett's qualifications, Labor Secretary Eugene Scalia tells Fox News,
"There's absolutely zero reason to believe that Judge Barrett is somebody who does not have views about the importance of health care. As I said, she's a working mother to school-age children. She is the mother to a child with disability. She's a beloved teacher, a very respected scholar. I think she's shown herself to be a thoughtful jurist, and she's just a wonderful, warm, admirable human being."
A Kentucky man who allegedly threatened to shoot Louisville Metro police officers during a Facebook live stream is facing federal charges. Cortez Lamont Edwards has been charged federally with being a felon in possession of a firearm. According to the criminal complaint, Edwards went live on Facebook brandishing an AR variant pistol, saying he's requesting $30,000 to shoot police officers. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.